And I'm John Norton. This is Morning Edition from NPR on 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. Chicago native Aubrey Barlow believes COVID-19 has given white people a small glimpse into what it's like to be black in America. The now Bloomington resident spoke with WGLT's Ariel for the series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. Barlow said, like many black people in the Twin Cities, he's been pulled over by police and followed in stores numerous times, and that as a large black man, he says people often fear him. Barlow says being black in America is an ongoing challenge.
And definitely in Bloomington Normal, where I found out a lot of people here have never been around black people. Well, a lot of people grew up in certain little areas where they wouldn't be black, so they don't know how to respond to how black people think, how people talk. I noticed when I first came here, there was difficulty trying to connect with people other than other races.
Why do you think that is?
I think being different, to come from different backgrounds, different experiences.
Mm-hmm. It goes back to you mentioning culture shock. Do you feel like that happens if the tables are turned, or has that happened with you where people like are trying to get to know you as a human as opposed to, that's a black man, we don't want to talk to him?
It's so funny you asked that question, because I actually had this question posed to me similar at work. And I was told, I've been at a place I work at for 25 years, and I still have new people come in, and they'll work there 2 or 3 months, and then they'll come back to me and say, you know, when I first started working here, I was afraid of you. And my question is, why? I don't talk a lot. I don't say a whole lot. I'm key to myself. I mean, the only perception I can grab from that is that I'm a big black man. And why would you be afraid of me? You know, you wouldn't be afraid of somebody else who's white. And same, I've never heard that, but I've had many people come to me and say they was afraid of me.
Where do you think that comes from?
That's my question. Where did that come from? Why? Why? Because I'm different. I'm not from what you're used to or used to seeing or used to being around. Like you say, people don't take the time to get to know you before they start judging you. I always wondered, and I have not found someone to give me an answer why. Some people that get to know me, they know I'm probably the kindest guy. But yeah, I have a lot of people that say that they fear me. Well, to me, that sounds like a personal problem that they have. I'm just trying to be a regular person just like everybody else.
How can you thrive in Bloomington Normal?
I don't know if you can. It takes time. It takes patience. And it's not on their part. It's more so on our part, because it makes you frustrated. You can get upset easily. Someone can say the wrong thing, which people say the wrong thing a lot, because, like I say, they don't understand your culture and the type of things that you are used to hearing or things are being said. I've been around guys who say some racist jokes. You know, I don't find that funny, but, you know, you find people that they do. To me, it's all the Willie Lynch mob, what I call them. 'Cause things that are not American or safe for all races, it's not safe for one person to say. So,
any last things you want to say, Aubrey?
I think things are getting better here. I think what's going on in the world and society now has opened a lot of people's eyes to see that some of the criminal behavior that have been mentioned and talked about for years are truly going on, and people are starting to sway their opinion or their thought process, especially about Black Lives Matter. You know, it killed me when people say all lives matters. Yeah, they do. But all lives are not being treated just like Black Lives Matter. I don't see too many white people being killed and beaten by the police like I see Black people do. You know, it's all eye-opening, I guess, to people now that are really seeing what we have been fighting for and what we've been living through all our lives. And the struggles that Black people have, the struggles Black America, period, is what you see now. I think the white people are starting to get a little taste of what we've been going through for years. People really don't realize what white privilege is until it's taken away. And I think with this COVID-19, a lot of that white privilege was taken away. You were told not that you couldn't go here, you couldn't do this. And a lot of people took that personal. First thing hollering, well, this is America. Well, it's been America for Black people forever. COVID-19 has given the world a time to reflect and to see that everything is not equal.
That's Bloomington resident Aubrey Barlow speaking with WGLT's Ariel for the series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. You can read and listen to more of this conversation, as well as all the stories in this series, right now at WGLT.org.